First, let me just say, of course, Rigari, she was not obliged to go there and do any handovers. But, however, symbolically, it would have been very good for the country, for her just, you know, to go as a good gesture. I know, go and wish Professor Muntalika all the best and ceremoniously, you know, hand over. But I think it would have symbolized quite a lot to the country, you know, to have showed unity, showed at least that she has accepted this and is willing to move forward. But as I've said, I mean, legally she's not obliged. So there's really nothing more we can say or need. We can't force her to do something which she's not legally obliged to do. We live in a democracy. People can, as long as they act within the law, they are liberty to conduct their affairs as they see fit.
But Salisa, some civil society groups as well as non-governmental organization groups are saying that she should have shown leadership. She should have shown that Malawi is one, despite the fact that she is not constitutionally or legally forced to do that.
Well, of course, this is disappointing, as you're saying. You would have shown, it would have been a very good gesture, you know, the, you know, unified the people. Of course, people are really unified, but you have just consolidated that unity just to show that, okay, we are one, we are moving forward. But as I've said, she has done nothing wrong legally, so we can't really force her to do it. But it would have been better if she had done it.
As the Malawi Law Society, what are your expectations? I hear he was once a leading member of the Malawi Law Society. What are your expectations of him now that he's become president?
Well, of course, we expect that his government will follow the good tenets of, you know, the tenets of good governance, uphold the rule of law, that will be transparent and accountable to the people of Malawi. So that is our hope.